Macmillan Audio presents Jade Dragon Mountain by Elsa Hart. Read for you by David Shee. Prologue. April 1780. You must understand, before I continue, that 70 years ago, we in the West did not know very much about China. There were no crates of opium stamped for delivery to its shores. Our alchemists could not replicate its porcelain. The promise of silk and tea and spices made our merchants sick with desire, but China had no interest in the paltry, scrabbling kingdoms of Europe. The emperor, called the Kangxi, tolerated only one kind of foreigner, the Jesuit. They were his advisors, his astronomers, and his amusement. The others, be they merchants or adventurers, were turned away. And the company, the poor company, whined at the door like a hungry dog, a frustrated brute who smelled meat but could not reach it. Now the situation is very different. The company would be better likened to a wolf. Be wary, nephew, of the creature you have taken as your employer. Memory, I have always thought, is like deepening waters, and every day the sunken objects on the sea floor are a farther and more